Hey Brian, what's going on? This is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. How's your day?
Busy, but typical. How's yours?
Actually, it's going in a very good flow.
That's
So
good.
we're always busy here, but we can always manage. So no
Sure.
complaints. But yeah, work today, working from home.
Yeah, I've been working from home for a while now.
Very cool. What is it that you and Trang do for your profession?
Well, I work in computer security, and she works for a biotech company.
I see. And so is she working from home as well?
Yes, she is. Yep, we've both been home for a while now.
Yeah. Well, that can be nice, and some days can be boring, but I'm
Yeah, well,
grateful.
it's nice not to have a commute or anything like that.
That's good to know. So, wanted to chat with you a little bit about your upcoming closing with Chris Miller. How did you
Yep.
guys meet each other?
He was referred to us by the realtor that we're working with.
Fantastic. Chris is a great guy. I've known him for years.
Yeah, he's been great to work with so far.
So Brian, I'm loving the house that I'm looking at. New construction. You're probably only the second owner here, right?
Yep. Yeah, the owners have only had it for about 2 years, or the most recent owners.
Now, Catonsville, that sounds like that's in like the greater Baltimore area, right?
Yeah, I think it's considered Baltimore County.
Okay. So where is that from Columbia?
Oh, I think it's about 20 minutes east, 24 minutes east. Not too far.
Yeah, I mean, certainly if you don't have a commute, it won't even matter, but maybe in the future, if you should return to
Yeah, at some
work.
point in the future, I'll probably have to be in person for some stuff, but for the foreseeable future, we'd work from wherever.
Yeah, I get it. So this makes my job pretty easy, because my typical process is asking you about the inspection that you did, but I mean, we'll go ahead and assume the roof's brand new, HVAC is brand new, everything is pretty brand new. Did you guys decide to waive inspection, or did you actually hire an inspector?
Yeah, we got a inspection. It was very thorough too. And the guy was pretty great. He only encountered a couple very small things. Nothing really meaningful. Most of it could be banged out probably by me in an afternoon with a little effort. He also pointed out that it has a sprinkler system, that could be beneficial for insurance purposes. But everything in the house is essentially brand new.
Yeah, he's actually right about that. That is, I think, something that's been passed into law recently. Like all new constructions, I feel like in Maryland, are built with sprinkler systems, and that's not the norm in Virginia, at least not yet.
Yeah, we were kind of surprised to see that, but we're happy that it's there.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, there is some premium reduction due to it, but it's a good thing, right? So if there's ever a fire, then you've got a way to
Sure.
mitigate the losses. Now, are you and Trang
Yep.
planning to install anything in the form of any kind of burglar alarm or any security features that I should know about?
Well, we've had security systems in the past. Right now, we have a camera system, but it doesn't contact out to anybody. We've had SimpliSafe in the past, and we're still debating whether to get another security system for this house.
Yeah, you're smart actually. Because I mean, you definitely know a lot about the topic. The insurers want you to have some system that is gonna, contact the police directly or a central call center. But, to be honest with you, I think just having camera that you can monitor from your smartphone that can record oftentimes is a big deterrent.
Yeah, we've had Arlo for, 5 years now or so, and we plan on having it in the future as well, at minimum. And the security system, you know, that contacts that, we'll see, but definitely cameras.
Yeah, agreed. Now, tell me about your situation now. I can see that you and Trang are with State Farm, or at least one of you is.
Yes, we are. We have two cars insured with them, too, a 2020 Tesla Model 3 and a 2017 Subaru Forester.
Okay. Yeah, that is what is showing up for me. Who drives which vehicle?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who drives which vehicle?
Oh, I drive the Tesla and the Subaru with those.
Okay. And are you and her originally from California? Because I'm seeing some California driver's license numbers, unless you had updated those.
That's where we moved from. We lived there for about 10 years, at least. 10 for me, longer for her.
Okay. So have you and her updated those licenses?
Yeah, we're up to date with our insurance and our licenses. And the plates are updated, our driver's license are updated, the insurance, the whole, even registered to vote. So the whole, everything's good to go.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, if you have those handy, I will need that as, you know, part of what we're going to update because we need to eliminate the California license number. Those are probably invalid at this point.
Would you be getting us a quote or today or?
Yeah, that's the intention. Yeah, we're going to talk about the home insurance, and then it's going to be within your best interest that we also package together the vehicles. I mean, it's a no-brainer, 40% discount to you, and there's also some unique features that you guys would qualify for potentially in Maryland.
Okay. What information would you need to develop that quote?
Just the driver's license numbers, often referred to as the customer ID number. It would appear just right on the license. You know, I know in Maryland they're pretty long, but usually they'll begin with a letter.
Yeah, give us a minute to grab our IDs.
Sure.
I'll be back in a second. Okay, I'm back. I have my wife's license if you want to start with her.
Sure. I'm ready.
Okay. N250-802-792-138.
All right, perfect. I have that as N20802-792-138.
Could you repeat the first four for me again? I didn't catch it.
Sure. Other than the letter M as in Mike, it was 2508. That's what I heard.
2508, that is correct. The first letter is N as in Nancy.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that for me. All right, Brian. And then now I'm ready for yours.
Okay. B as in boy. 130-098-792-542.
Thank you for that. When was the last time that you or Trang were involved in an accident?
Oh, it's been years and years. at least five for both of us.
All right, that sounds great. Yep. Driving history looks good. So what I wanted to confirm with you, Brian, Chris said that your closing date was scheduled for January the 5th. Is that still the plan?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, so why don't we talk about the home insurance first. The auto insurance is very easy to explain to you. I feel like that portion will go very quickly. But I just wanted to break down how we're going to insure the property. The amount that you are under contract for, or the amount that you're borrowing, has little to nothing to do with what we're insuring the house for. So that would be considered the market value. That includes both the land and the building. And the insurance is just intended to rebuild the actual physical structure. So the land value that is built into the market price, this is not factored into our estimate of what we're insuring the house for. We basically just look at the square feet, the quality of the building materials, and then based on that, we calculate the cost per square foot, which gives us a total dwelling amount. So first and foremost, the main priority is we want to be able to rebuild the home in the event of a total loss, a disaster. And whether that's weather-related or fire, we would estimate based on all the pictures that I looked through, all the tax records that I learned about the property, that it's going to cost us in today's dollars about $456,000 to rebuild the home, right? So one of the most common questions we get is, you know, I'm paying $600,000 for it or whatever figure. That's going to factor in the land value, which I mentioned is not important to us. We just need money to be able to rebuild the home. And sure. So, Brian, if that amount is ever insufficient, if there's ever a period of inflation where cost of goods and labor and materials go up significantly, you would have a policy that would still be insured 100% to actual loss because it comes with guaranteed replacement cost coverage. So no matter what, at any time that you're insured, let's say the actual damage is north of $500,000 or greater, you would still be insured for every dollar that you would need to rebuild the house. So it's 100% of whatever the actual loss is. $456 is just our estimate today. And your policy would cover pretty much everything. And the only exclusions that we would not cover would be things like earthquake and flood. But aside from that, whether there's wind damage, hail damage, hurricane damage, vandalism, theft, bursted or frozen pipes, or a backup of water and sewage in your house, all of things are covered. And we build in several unique features for you that you won't find elsewhere either, including full protection for all the underground service lines running into the house, things like the plumbing, whether you have gas or electricity or cable lines running into the house. Interruptions in those services are covered, not only the excavation, but the repair costs. And then your policy would also come with equipment breakdown built in. So that's almost the same thing as a home warranty. It would cover major home appliances that break down, such as the HVAC system, hot water heater, sump pump. So a typical home warranty would cost you anywhere from $500 to $600 per year. You do have coverage for the major appliances included in your home insurance policy at no additional cost.
Is there a deductible for that?
There is. Your deductible is going to be the same for everything. So typically we'll recommend $1,000 because if the damage is less than $1,000, that's not really a catastrophe. Not a catastrophic loss. Involving insurance in it unnecessarily is just going to be result in some surcharges for you in the future if you use your insurance too often. So my rule of thumb is damage exceeds the deductible by a factor of 2 or 3, then, you know, it makes sense in that situation to submit a claim. But anything less than $1,000, yeah, I wouldn't even consider. Wouldn't recommend it. But if you did have questions about any coverage for potential claims, You can always call our office. We actually have a claim surcharge estimator. We can tell you in advance what the impact of that particular claim would be on your next year's renewal.
Okay.
All right. So aside from us being able to rebuild the entire house, we'll cover all the personal property in it that belongs to you and Train. That's going to be things like your clothing, furniture, electronics, appliances. And if you need a place to live, additional living expenses is provided for up to 2 years. No dollar limit on that, but that's going to consist of us moving you to temporary housing. So comparable housing, square footage-wise, to what you have now, or an extended hotel stay if we need to put you up while we're repairing the work that needs to be done to the home. And then your policy also covers liability to others. So somebody gets injured on your property and they sue you, the homeowner, then you have coverage for that as well.
Great.
Everything makes sense so far?
Yes, it does.
All right, perfect. So I would believe that your home insurance is being settled at the time of closing via escrow. And if that's the case, what we can do is just bill the home insurance directly to Caliber. It'll cost you and Trang about $100 per month with everything that we discussed so far. So the guaranteed replacement cost, underground service line coverage, equipment breakdown coverage, water and sewage backup coverage. Everything is just with a $1,000 deductible. But that gets billed directly to Caliber, and they service your loan for the lifetime of the loan, which is good because it makes it, you know, really easy down the road.
Yep.
As far as your vehicles are concerned, both are pretty new. So my recommendations there would be obviously including physical damage coverage for collision and comprehensive at a $500 deductible. And then automatically, Brian, you and Trang have already demonstrated excellent driving. So you guys have the option of automatically each year you get a credit of $100 off of your deductible. So just because your deductible is $100 this year, you'll renew with a $400 deductible the following year. So every year that you have claims-free, no accidents, you get a $100 credit. And so that reduces the deductible each year. How do you feel about that?
Sounds pretty good. Sorry, I'm just taking notes.
Taking notes?
Yep. I try to write everything down.
Okay. All right. And then as far as liability coverage is concerned, actually, before I get there, your policy for the vehicles would cover transportation expenses if you need a rental vehicle, as well as roadside service. And then as far as liability towards others, we would cover bodily injury up to $100,000 per person, and then $300,000 for two or more persons. But honestly, that's what you have now. What I would probably recommend we do is increase that to the next highest limit, being that you guys are homeowners. Because if you have, if you make a decent income and you have, if your equity positive in your home, you become a bigger target if you were trying to cause an accident. Because it's not the actual damage that you caused to another person, it's how much they want to sue you for. Whether that's legitimate or frivolous, you still need to have enough protection to cover legal expenses. And so $100,000, sounds like a lot, but when there's an accident, it's really not that much. My recommendation would be we increase coverage to $250,000 per person, and then you'll have an aggregate limit of $500,000 for any payouts that you may have down the road for bodily injury. And then property damage would be $100,000, and then you and Trang with personal injury protection in Maryland would be covered up to $5,000 each, and that applies towards your guests as well. And there is two ways that we can help you pay for the auto insurance. Most of our clients will do a pay in full plan that'll pay for the entire year. That includes a 7% discount. And if we do that, then the total annual premium that we're looking at would be $1,633. If not, you can also finance it monthly for around $146 per month for both vehicles. And actually, that would qualify you for an umbrella policy. Are you familiar with the concept?
Maybe very vaguely, but please explain it.
Yeah, I like to have this conversation with new home buyers just because it's usually not a topic that's brought up when you're renting. But so the importance of liability, right? Having equity in your house, being a high income earner, this leaves you at risk if somebody's injured on your property or if you're sued for bodily injury or property damage. So on your home insurance and your auto insurance, the maximum limit you would have is $500,000. It's easy to get taken to court and lose a settlement in excess of $500,000. So an umbrella policy is a additional policy that's worldwide coverage, and it provides an additional $1 million on top of the $500,000 that the auto and home insurance would provide. And that is worldwide coverage with no deductible, and it just provides a little additional buffer so that none of your personal finances are compromised by some unforeseen event that could, you know, jeopardize your cash flow, which could include a lot of things like, you know, it's not just the injury in an auto accident that becomes expensive. It becomes a lot of the intangible claims, right? So for mental anguish, emotional suffering, loss of income, you know, all of these things that are built into settlements. And a lot of these people get representation for free. That's how personal injury attorneys
sure. I served on a jury for a particular thing like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's extremely important. Happens more often than you think. So the umbrella policy is $173 per year, but it would give you a credit of $90 off of the home insurance. You know, so it will pay for half of it itself, but also is giving you now about $1.5 million and liability protection instead of $500,000. So most of financial planners would recommend that. Actually, we have most of our clients set up with umbrella policy as well. What are your thoughts on everything we've discussed so far, Brian?
It sounds pretty interesting, but I always like to, if you could like send me like a PDF or some kind of document that really delineates all this so I could go over with my wife, that would be super optimal.
Yeah, I was planning to. So what I was planning to do is send you an email with a bullet point summary of what we discussed and PDFs attached. If you're a visual person like me, it's going to make a lot more sense to you when you get to see it on paper. But the next steps, Brian, are pretty simple. Right? So for us to work with you, we would send your home insurance documents directly to Caliber. That'll take care of your closing. And then we would just bill you directly with the auto and umbrella insurance. And then as far as coverage through State Farm, we would just need you to provide the policy number and the name of the local agency. We would actually terminate coverage on your behalf. And then whatever amount of money that you are due back would be prorated and refunded back to you at your new address.
Okay.
So very simple.
Right. I like simple.
We like to keep it simple as well. Yeah. So I think this makes sense to you, but I wanted to make sure, just check in for certainty with you, Brian. Have I answered all of your questions for today?
I think so. Yeah. I just want to chat with my wife, get her a read on the situation.
And it's totally fine if you have additional questions. You can schedule another appointment with me using my calendar link, or just shoot me a couple of questions directly through email. But either way, we'd love to work with you and help you and train with the new purchase.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll chat about it today, this afternoon.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, then I'll look forward to hearing back from you, and I'll follow up with you in a number of days.
That sounds great. And if you could zap me over the documents that we're talking about, that would be perfect.
Absolutely. We'll have it for me in no less than 5 minutes.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Then you enjoy the rest of your day, sir. We'll be in touch soon.
Thanks. You too.
All right. My pleasure. Take care.
You too. Bye.